The U.S. version of War of the Worlds was perhaps the most famous, but an equally chilling version took place here in Ecuador. On the line is Don Moore, well-known DXer, who wrote about the Radio Quito version a few years ago in Monitoring Times magazine.
Yes, the Radio Quito story actually happened about, I think it was 12 years after the U.S. version, 1949. That's Radio Quito, the art director, as they called it, which we would call a program director in the U.S., was looking for something different to do, you know, something exciting, and they, of course, had known about what happened up in the U.S. with the War of the Worlds, but they kind of thought that, you know, nobody would fall for it again, I guess. So they decided to go ahead and do a dramatization of it, of course, using local place names, you know, local sound effects and things to, you know, give it a local feel. You know, basically the same story that Orson Welles did.
I think it was basically, though, that the Martians had landed down in Ambato, wasn't it?
Not the Tunga, actually.
Oh, okay.
The listeners tuned in. What they heard was, because the normal evening newscast the station has, and then immediately there's a music program, in which, you know, this is the normal evening program. Then suddenly in mid-song, an announcer comes on with a very urgent piece of late news, and then he gives a very long, frightening description of how the Martians have landed down by Latacunga, and they destroyed the city at this point, and the aliens were approaching Quito at that point.
Were the people in Ecuador, and especially in Quito, as panicked as the people in the United States were?
Oh, without any question. People just went out into the streets, many people in their pajamas, because it was well into the evening at that point. Everybody was panic-stricken. So the people were, it was a very realistic program. So then the people, bought the story, just like they did in the U.S.
But I believe the reaction here was a little more drastic than what happened to the U.S.
Oh, yes. Well, what happened is first the people were out in the city, because they expecting these Martians to come. But at that point, Radio Quito realized what was going on, that the people believed this. And so they immediately went on the air and said, hey, this is not true. This is just a fictional dramatization. Please, go back to your homes. Let's have calm. Well, the problem is the people didn't, at that point, became very angry. And so instead of going back to their homes, they decided to storm the station. And hundreds of people just massed around outside the station, which is in the El Comercio building. Of course, El Comercio being a very important newspaper in Ecuador, and the newspaper being in the bottom and the radio station up above. And so hundreds of people, just outside the station building, rioting, throwing stones, setting fire to piles of old newspapers. Of course, they associated with the radio station, Radio Quito, with El Comercio newspapers, so burning the newspapers and things. They called the police to come in and the army to come in and put down the riot. But there was a problem. The army and the police had already left to fight the Martians, so they were nowhere nearby. So the rioters brought in gasoline and more copies of the newspaper, and they set the building on fire.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now, that knocked Radio Quito off the air for quite some time.
I know the newspaper came back out within a few days using borrowed facilities.
Yes, matter of fact, I have a picture at home of some of the newspapers that came out right after that happened. It was printed by another newspaper, no photographs, for a day or two.
Several deaths are in the fire. It was a very tragic incident, in the end.
Don, what happened to the people who starred in the performance?
That I have not been able to find. I know they were indicted, but I don't know what happened later. My research is based on articles that appeared in U.S. newspapers, which I found at microfilm in the Michigan State University Library some years ago. Unfortunately, they kind of stopped carrying the story as soon as they got the men who perpetrated it were arrested. They never told what happened in the rest of the trial later.
Don Moore is a well-known DXer who wrote about the Radio Quito version a few years ago in Monitoring Times magazine.